Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, we had a very extensive discussion about the halacha of dab. If the dab where we have a carbon was put in two separate kelim, the dab that we need for the Zrikas Hadab, the Gemara had taught us that that would validate the dab. And the Gemara wanted to extrapolate from there that perhaps that is the same halacha by Zvachim. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Belazar Hachi, does Rabbi Elazar indeed hold that dab doesn't become kadosh? Okay, if you have the entire amount in one keli, Vitmer. Ask the Gemara, we learned Chaviti Kohen Gadol, the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol every day has to bring a carbon bidacha, though as the Chavite Kohen Gadol, it's brought from an Asiris Eifa of flour, and it's made in a machvas, it's made in a frying pan, and it's burnt on the Mizbeach, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. It says the Gemara, Betmar, Chavite Kohen Gadol, it cannot be brought half and half. You have to bring the entire carbon mincha. Rashi explains that if you put half of the ingredients in one keli and half of them in another keli, it doesn't get the kedusha. And Rashi says v'yotza l'chulin. What does that mean? The v'yotza l'chulin. So the stipler is troubled. He says that before we already put it into the keli, it had a kedusha's pep, and because we designated for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So the stipler asks, once we designated for with at least the Kedusha's Peh, we can't just say that it's no longer usable. So he explains that it means that, as we know, there's a very fundamental difference between something that has a Kedusha's Guf and something that has a Kedusha's Dabit. Something that has a Kedusha's Guf, the halach is, you cannot be paid it, you can't redeem it. Something, on the other hand, that only has Kedusha's Peh, Kedusha's Tamim, can have pidyon. So what Rashi means to say, says the stipler, for Yoytzel Chulin, Rashi means to say is that you could be paid it because you won't be able to use it for the carbon, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So rather, Rabbi Yochanan says, you should be paid it. Rabbi Lazaber, B'tach Shikrei, as we described, it's brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So that's why he holds Kedusha Lachzoid, you can be magdashit half and half. The question, of course, that we need to discuss, does it have to be 50-50? Because as we know, the carbon is brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon. The question is, what is the halacha where Rabbi Elazar says that we could do it half and half? Does it mean strictly half and half? Or can we even do it different proportions? You just don't have to do it all at once. Vim Isa says the Gemara, that if, as we're saying, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that we cannot be back Kaddish Dab L'chatzoyim, so ask the Gemara, the same halacha ought to be Leilach Midab. Why we learn from the Dab that just that you can't be mekadosh the dab half and half. So there's an obvious question. The halacha is, as we started our shiur today, that the mechas chavitin is brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So because it's brought half in the morning, half in the afternoon, it makes sense that I should be able to be mekadosh it half and half. Whereas when we talk about a carbon, the halacha of a carbon, it's not that it's poor half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So why should we be learning from Michas Chavitim to regular carbon? So the Taisus answers that by a carbon also, we have numerous hazas by a carbon, and every hazah is considered a separate hazah. So just like you could be Mekadosh half the Chavitim, each half separately, so should be by the hazas. But the Sfasemis asked the obvious question. The Chavitim, as we're learning, are brought one half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Yes, we have separate hazars from the in a carbon from a behema, but each hazah is all part of one carbon. Says the Sfas Emes that actually there's a misunderstanding in the question here. Chavite Kavayin Gadol are not to be looked at as two separate kavanas. Rather, the way to look at Chavite Kavayin Gadol is that it's one big carbon that's brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So since it's brought half in one big carbon, and yet we're learning that you can be Mekadosh it half and half, so too, suggests the Gemara, why? Why do we learn from that? The Chitayma, Rabbi Elazar, Milsa Gaber, says the Gemara, because Rabbi Elazar does not subscribe that we could compare one area of Halacha to another by Kachim, asked the Gemara, V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Bicha Shekibtza Mechaychel Kshera. If you did the Kibitz of a Kavar Bicha in the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's Kosher. Shekibtza Mechaychel Kshera Mechaychel. The Halacha is, we spoke about it in a previous year, that every Shabbos they took the spoons of Levaita off the Shulchan. They're, as we learned, comparable to the kibitz that's taken from a Karma Midcha. And just like those Bezichin were taken off the Shulchan on Shabbos, an act of Kibitza done in the Heichel itself, from here we learned that so too is the Halacha by a kibitz also, that even though typically and properly, the avoid of a carbon should be done chutzla in the Azara. If it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, it's acceptable. Answers the Gemara. Very simple. As we keep on repeating, the avoid of the lechem aparim is considered an avoid of a carbon mincha. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar is comfortable in learning the halacha of one carbon mincha from another carbon mincha. Whereas, a carbon with dab, an animal, and a carbon mincha of very, very different types of kabbalas. Since they're very different types of kabbalas, we can't learn one from the other. Says the Gemara, Omecha Omecha Mialef, are you going to indeed actually suggest that Rabbi Elazar learns the halacha from one carbon mincha from another carbon mincha? Netanya, the Bryce it says, Achloi Pirka, until they took out the lechem, they took out the old lechem aparim, and they took off the bezichin, as we keep on describing the avodah of every Shabbos. Every Shabbos they would take out the old lechem aparim and take off the bezichin. So most Rishonim learned Pirka refers to taking out the lechem aparim, and here we're learning that until the lechem aparim was taken out, there are Rishonim that to say that the definition of Pirka is taking off the bezikin. But again, we're going to learn that Pirka means the taking off of the lechem aparim. Differ salachma, if the bread crumbles, the halacha is that's possible. Very back to love of zikin, the halacha is that we don't burn the bezikin unless the lechem aparim is whole. However, Bishop Pirka, after they were taken off the shulchan, Nifras Lacha, the lechem starts to crumble. The halacha is halacha pasul. The lechem can't be eaten. However, it's still going to be good enough to back the levels of the bezichin, that we could burn the bezichin as part of the avoid of the lechem aparim. Baba Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says that if this halacha that we just learned, that if the bread crumbles afterwards, that it's okay, how loy perke babish, it doesn't mean that you actually took off the bezichin. What does it mean? If the time to take it off on Shabbos comes. Because the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim teaches us that the Musaf on Shabbos was brought in the sixth hour of the day, and the bezichin were brought in the seventh hour of the day. The Bichas Chinuch has a problem with this. Because Bichas Chinuch says that the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph teaches us that you could do the Avodah Bezichid all day long. So what does it mean that the time came? According to that Gemara, you could do it all day. So the Migdash David answers, the halacha is that the lech ba'parbet bezichid have to be on the shulchan 7 full 24-hour period, 7 times 24. So if last Shabbos you put on the new lech ba'parbet, whatever time, you need now to wait 7 times 24. And if you took it off before that time, everybody will agree that that is taking off too early. What the Gemara is teaching us here, however, is Kivin Zagir Zabana Lifrik, once the time for it to take off comes, which Rashi says is typically going to be the 7th hour of the day, is the Halacha looks at it, Api Sha Loiperka, even though we haven't yet taken out the Lechem HaParim yet, the Halacha views it, Kimisha Perka Dami, as if we took it out. Ask the Gemara, Vabai, why should we be allowed to do Haktaris Bezichin, burning the Bezichin, after the Lechem was different, after it was crumbled to heavy? Why should it not be to considered kibitcha shachasru kind of kibitza, like a kibitcha that's possible if they don't have the entire shirayim left before you do zrika sadab? So the fact that the time came should be irrelevant. So we see from here that we don't learn that halacha of one mincha to another mincha. Answers the Gemara that the reason is different. Halo kasha. The reason we don't learn the halacha from a regular mincha and bezichin is because mincha loibrara brira kavitz today. We start with a pan full of ingredients. Then we have to do the kavitza. Until the actual kavitza is done, we don't know what is going to be the kavitz portion of this carbon. And since we don't know what's going to be the kavitz portion of that mincha, the halacha says that you have to have the kibitz, you have to have everything there until the kibitz is actually done. However, when we talk about the bezichin, habrara brira kibitz today. The bezichin of the lechem aparim, we know identifiable what are going to be the kibitz, the bezichin. And therefore, here halach is, kivish shigiyas mara lefarik, once the time comes that you can take it off, the halach views it kibad the barkadami, as if you took it off, and the fact that the rest of the carbon, something happens to it afterwards, doesn't have any bearing on the kibitza, says the Gemara. But still, elmeata, to have a kishraim shakasu be kibitza laktara. The halach is that we did kibitza, we have the shraim, and we're supposed to burn the kibitz, and before we had the opportunity to burn the kibitz, what happened was, the shraim, some of the shraim went missing, we can't do an aktara. A bacteria kites well. So here too, yes, the time came. And yes, we're able to very much identify what is the kibitz, the bezichin on the kibitz. It doesn't change the reality that if the bread crumbled, it's like we don't have it anymore, and we should not be allowed to burn the bezichin. Answers the Gemara. This question, if the shraim are not completely there, what will the halacha say about this? Says the Gemara, is actually a machlokes tanoim that we're going to have a daf tes. And Reb Lezer is of the opinion, kabad ob shraim shchosim and kibitz laktara. He is of the opinion that if after the kibitza something happens to the shraim, it doesn't affect the ability to back the kibitz layim, that you can still bring the kibitz. So, our Gemara has spoken about the proper time to daven musaf. And our Gemara seems to say that the proper time to daven musaf is about 7 hours in the day. And the question is, should we wait to daven musaf so late? The Magen Avraham says that the Torah, when it speaks about the Karma musaf, uses the words B'yayim HaShabbos. B'yayim HaShabbos means once the day, it's already a good part of the day went by. And that's why the halacha is A, daven musaf after Shacharis, and B, you should daven musaf later on in the day, after the 6th, 7th hour. The Torah disagrees, And the Torah says that you could daven Musaf even earlier in the day. You should just daven after Shacharis. Our Gemara also introduced a new concept. Kivin Shigiyas Magna Lifrit, what's the time to take out the lechem upon the cubs? The halacha views it as if that is the case already. There's a very, very big machlokes rishonim where we need to identify if an area is a reshus rabbim, the raisa, or it's not a reshus rabbim. One of the rules that the halacha tells us to look is, do 600,000 people pass on that street every day? If 600,000 people pass on the street every day, that that area is going to be a Rishus Rabbi Daraisa. So, for example, if it's a Rishus Rabbi Daraisa, we could not bring an Erev, we could build an Erev. An Erev can't be helpful to be allowed to carry in a place which is Rishus Rabbi Daraisa. Only if it's a Karbalist, because there aren't 600,000 people, there is there an issue. There, halacha is a little more lenient, and the halacha says that it might not be a Rishus Rabbi, and you can make an Erev. So firstly, as the Bi'ar Halacha gives us a very long introduction into this discussion, and he says it's a Machlokes Rishonim, if this is a requirement. In other words, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, is the rule have to be 600,000 people, or can an area be considered a Rishus Rabbim even if 600,000 people don't pass by? But even if you'll take, says the Barsham, the lenient position, that if you don't have 600,000 people traveling there every day, it's not going to be a Rishus Rabbi Daraisa. But he says that our Gemara has introduced a new concept. And the concept is that something that Kivishigi is Mana Lifrank, if it's a place that has the potential for something, it already has the potential that we could take out the Lechem upon him, the Halacha looks at it as if the Lechem upon him was already removed. Suggest the Rasham that so might be an halacha regarding Rishus Rabbim. And the Rasham wants to say that even if you have a place where 600,000 people do not pass every day, but it's a big road, and it's a road that sometimes people pass, 600,000 people pass there, and it's a road that's large enough and located in the right place that 600,000 people should pass there, he wants to suggest, even if you can't show that there's 600,000 people passing there every day, maybe it would still already be considered a Rishus Rabbim based on the concept that was introduced in our current shiur. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. So we started our shiur today speaking about the Chavite Koy Godel. So says the Gemara, Gufa Chavite Koy Godel, when we speak about the Chavite Koy Godel, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Eri Kedusha Lach Tzoyim, you can't make them kaddish half and half. Rabbi Lozomer, as we said at the beginning of Shir, the way they're offered is half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So therefore, the halacha is kaddish lachzoid, you can be magdish half and half also. Amar Avacha. So now that we heard Rabbi Lozomer's explanation, asks Rav Acha by Tabad Rabbi Yochanan, how do we understand Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? So Taisus asks that, what's the question? We said at the beginning of the shir that we can learn from dam. And as we discussed in this shir and the previous shir, that the halacha is that by dam, a kedusha lachtsoy. So one answer that Taisus suggests is because the pasuk says milcha machtsisa. And the fact that the Torah used the words milcha machtsisa is an indication that you should be able to do half at a time. The other answer that Taisus gives is really right in the Gemara. He says, by the Michas Chavitim, as we're learning, there's a halacha that you bring half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. The fact that the halacha tells us that we bring half in the morning and half in the afternoon is an indication that it's very, very different than a carbon that very different from a carbon dam. And therefore, the fact that the halacha is one way by dam should not have really any significant bearing that that's the halacha by the Michas Chavitim. And that's why the Gemara is asking you, Rabbi Yochanan, Why are you learning? Why are you learning from them? The Karen Ira says that the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is really regarding two subjects. Rabbi Yochanan holds that chavitim that are done half and half don't have kedushas aguf. And Rabbi Elazar, as we said, not only does he hold that they have kedushas aguf, they're perfectly fine. They can be brought for akrava. And now we can understand that the Gemara's question. We can understand that the Gemara's question in Rabbi Yochanan, that you're saying that it has a full-fledged Kedusha. It's not just that it's Kaddish with Kedusha Stabim, which we keep on saying in Ashir, but something has Kedusha Stabim. The halacha is that you could, when something is Kedusha Stabim, you can repite it. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that it's nothing. It's any Kedusha Lachzoim. And the Gemara's question is, I understand your opinion that it doesn't have Kedusha Saguf. What I don't understand is why does it have at least Kedusha Stabim? Basically, I asked the Gemara on the opinion of Rabbi Elazar who holds that we could do the Kiddush on Chavitim 50-50. Basically, we're going to learn the Mishnah later in the Masechta. Chavitim Kohen Gadol Lo Yibayis Chatzoyim. They did not bring the Chavitim Kohen Gadol half. El maybe Yisorot Sholim. The halacha is you have to bring it complete, and then Chaytseyu divided into two. The Tanya and the Brisa in explaining the Mishnah says, "Ilu dava mecha machtzes hayisu mevi hayisu oimer." I would indeed say mevi chatzit tzarbi beisoy b'shach resamakrif. Bring half of it in the morning and be makrif it, and then chatzit tzarbi beisoy arvesamakrif. Then bring the other half in the afternoon and be makrif it. Tamaloimer. The pasuk says, "Machtzisoy bebeiker." The teacher's machtzah b'shalom mevi. Bring the entire thing, and then divide it, and half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar is going to explain that that halach is only l'mitzvah. That's l'chatchila. But with the Eved, you could do it half and half. Amalei, Rav Gavir l'megi kassel l'rav ashi, v'chukik sabay. When the Torah speaks about the Mechaz Chavitim, the Pasuk says, v'akoyah b'shich tachta b'barav, yasa oisoy chukas, and we know whenever the Torah uses the word chayik, the Torah says this is the way it must be. And it says the Gemara, the chukah is referring to another halacha. Amalei Ravashi responds, the halacha is that you have to be magdish the entire Asir Seifa at one time, but in terms of putting them into a keli and be magdish them into a keli, that you can do half-half. Ask the Gemara, that the Gemara goes to examine Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Ask the Gemara, is it the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that you can't do half and half? For that matter, we learned that the halacha is a common bichl has to be in the sword of flour. And the halacha is hifish chatzi sword. If you only did a chatzi, you only designated a chatzi sword, for that to loisif, but it is your intention to add another chatzi tzarid. Rav Amay Kaddish. Rav says that it's not good. Rav Yochanan Amay Kaddish, that it is okay because it is your intention to get the holy tzarid. So ask the Gemara, in Isa, if Rav Yochanan's opinion is that you can't do it half and half, Leila from Chavitim, why do we learn from Chavitim to all Kabbim Mincha that you'd have to do the entire amount and you can't just do partial? And again, suggest the Gemara. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn Bilsalo Yalef. Rabbi Yochanan does not learn the halacha of one carbon milcha to another carbon milcha. Ask the Gemara, of one carbon to another carbon. Says the Gemara, I'll show you that that is not true. Because, how Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan taught us, Shlomim Sheshacht Mehechel. We know that the place for the Shechita of a carbon Shlomim is in the Azara. But the halacha is, if you Shecht them in the Hechel, Sherim, even though you didn't do it in the Azara. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'shachtu Pesach Oil Bayit, and the right place to shecht is by the door of the Oil Bayit. So we learn from here that the real primary spot where the Shechita should be done is the Oil Bayit. And the reason is, Shloi Yedei Da'at Tafel Chama Meikar. So we learned from the Hechel from the Azara. So too, we should learn the halacha from Mincha, from Chavitim. Just like B'Chavitim, Rabbi Yochanan says, you could do half and half. The halacha should be the same, that by every Karma Mincha, you should not have to bring the entire, you should not have to bring, what does he learn? If B'Chavitim, you can't do half and half, then you shouldn't be able to do by Mincha either half and half. So our Gemara says, that since the Torah says Pesach Oil Ma'id, we learn from here that we could bring the carbon shlamim do the shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. Da'il Shlamim says that we look at the wording of Rabbi Yochanan teaching us this halacha. He says shlamim sheshachtu. What do we learn from the word shlamim sheshachtu? That it's only b'di'evad, not l'chatchila. The Gemara also teaches us that we're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash without a valid reasoning. The pasuk says, Al Yavai B'chol Eis El HaKadosh. So, says the English Shlomo, that even though we just said that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that one is only allowed to shech the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Eved, the Halacha still say that why is Rabbi Yochanan only going to allow the Eved if there's a pasuk that says it's okay? Because there's another problem of being Rikadis. This Yad David disagrees, and he says that once we're learning that if you do the shechita of the shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash, it's acceptable. Included in that limud is that when you come into the Beis HaMikdash to do it, it's not considered a bir kodesh. So ask the Gemara, why by chatzi chitzorid that you want to bring for kama milcha, does Rabbi Yochanan say it's acceptable? Why do we learn it from the chavitim? We said it's not acceptable. Answers the Gemara, Shadi, but not the lies of Shadi. When he intends to add, there it's something else. There's a very interesting Machlokes Achronim. We know we learned it extensively in Masechta Zvachim. Torah Kedosha says, Pesach Oil Ma'id. And for the words Pesach Oil Ma'id, we learned that you're not allowed to shech the carbon without the door of the Beis HaMikdash being open. So the question that the Achronim debate is, what's the halacha of the data we're learning? You could check sometimes, but the evidence certainly, a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the Hekel itself. Will there still be a halacha, a Pesach Oil Ma'id, that has to be done when the door is open? Or is the halacha of the door being open, the requirement of the door being open, only in a place where you're not shechting in the Beis HaMikdash itself? But if you're shechting in the Beis HaMikdash itself, there you would need the door to be opened to make it kosher. The Tanya says, the Gemara, to back up this concept of Dat Eliyosif, the pasuk speaks about the kabbaris, the seim brought by the Miluim. And the pasuk says, the kabbarai Karis Kesef Achas Shloshim Rabeya Mishkala the Mizrak Echad Kesef Shim Shekel Shekel Kodesh Shnei Malei Soils Bulul Hashem Chol Mincha. Says the Rebbe, A Malayim, the Halacha is Malayim comes to teach us Shleimim, that the Keli does not have the ability to be magnished to carbon unless it's full. Vav Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi said in explaining that Halacha, only Abisai, when is that an issue? Does not say that Eliyosif, where you don't intend to bring the entire shear. Ab does not say that Eliyosif, when it is your intention to bring the entire shear, then even though you don't yet have the entire shear of the Keli, Rishon Rishon Kodesh. Astigmar, Rav, who holds that a Chatzi Isarid is not going to be workable, but even if it is your intention to bring the entire amount. Asked the Rebbe Chavitim, when he speaks about the Chavitim, Kabat Sfirli. Who does he hold? Does he hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Amos Kachalach Tzoyim? Iker Beloza, if he holds in the question of Chavitim that we've been discussing in our shir, that the Chavitim according to Rabbi Beloza can be brought partially, so then why does he learn from there to everywhere else? Iker Beloza, Leilif, what does he learn the halacha of every Karma Mincha from the Chavitim? And again, the Gemara suggests maybe it's Rav's opinion that we can't learn the halacha of one carbon from another carbon. From a Rav, Rav taught us mincha, the carbon mincha that comes with Shemin and Levaira, Kedusha, the gets Kedushas Aguf by putting it to Kli Sharis, Apple and Shemin. Even if you're supposed to have Shemin and Levaira, if you don't have the Shemin Levaira, it still will have the Kedusha. She came to the Lech HaParim. We speak about the Lech HaParim, and we keep on saying that the Lech HaParim is considered a Karma Bilcha, that the Lech is Miloy Levaira. And Lech HaParim becomes Kaddush. She came to the Lech HaParim that doesn't have any Shemin, it still can become the Kedusha of Lech HaParim. Furthermore, says the Gemara, below Levaira, she came and tzidim b'nichas nesachim. With every carbon, we bring b'nichas nesachim, but there's no Levaira in those b'nichas, and still, it gets the Kedusha. Below Shemin, below Levaira, then there are Kabbalists that don't have neither Shemin or Levaira. A b'nichas chayta, as we learned, and we're going to learn again, doesn't have either of those ingredients, it still gets Kedusha. So if that's the case, what does he learn from other minchas, from the minchas chavitim, that you could do partially? Says the Gemara, the only way to be able to understand Rav's opinion is because Rav holds like Rav Yochanan, who says by the minchas chavitim we can't do a partial kedusha. And by the minchas chavitim we can't do a partial kedusha, so now we understand why by other kabbalists, mincha, he will hold that a partial kedusha is ineffective. Kufa, says the Gemara, Abba Rav. Rav teaches us Bilcha, where you speak about his regular cover Bilcha that has in it Silas, Shemin, Levaira. As we've been learning in our Shurim, you have to put it into Klisharis, Timim Kadishit, Bilcha, Kedusha, Bekeli, Belay Shemin, Shekem, and Sinim Elachim upon him. He says, as we just learned, that you could get the Kedusha even without the Shemin, because by Lech HaParim we see it gets the Kedusha without any Shemin. Below Levaira, we see it's effective. Shekei Mitziru, B'mechas Nesachim, as we've been discussing. Below Shemin, below Levaira, it also can attain the Kedusha, because Shekei Mitziru, B'mechas Nesachim. That's what the Halacha tells us by the Mechas Nesachim. Says the Gemara, what about a carbon where you have the Shemin and Levaira alone, without the Silas? What would be the halacha? Shemin alone v'kachi, hai b'lai hai, v'hai b'lai hai. Can the Shemin become Kaddish without the Silas Levaira? Can the Levaira become Kaddish without the Silas and Shemin? Shemin, so he says, yes. She came and seen like Shemin Shem Tzaira. The halacha is that the Tzaira has to bring, when he finishes his Tzaras, he has to bring a like Shemin. And there's a very serious avoda done with the loik shemin. The kohen takes from the loik shemin and he pours it on the palm, left palm of another kohen. And now he puts his right index finger, into that oil, and he spritzes it seven times facing the kohen kedoshim, every time doing a new dip of his finger. And then he comes to the mitzvah. And he puts from that oil on the right ear, right thumb, and right toe. And then he puts the rest of the oil on the head of the Mitzayra. So what this is a case that you bring Shemin alone. Levaira, we could bring Levaira alone, because she came and said, Levaira Abab Bezichin. The Bezichin are just Levaira, the Bezichin of the Lechem HaParim. And that's why you see that Levaira alone can get the Kedusha. The other Rishonim that have a little different understanding, they say that we're going to learn later in the Masechta that there is an opinion that says you could bring a carbon Levaira, a carbon just of Levaira. And when you bring a carbon just of Levaira, obviously you don't have any, you have just the carbon, you have just Levaira, and it still gets the Kedusha. Says the Gemara, Rechadina Amar, the Gemara brings a different opinion of Rechadina, and he says, Loizu Kedusha Beloizu, Veloizu Kedusha Beloizu. Everything, you need to have all the ingredients. at the Shemen Levoda, you have to have all of the ingredients. Without all the ingredients, you don't have the Kedusha. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rav Chanina, that says you have to have all of the ingredients, Isorin. There was a Keli in the Mishkan that was called an Isorin. It was a Keli that held an Isorin. Lama Dimshcha, why was it used? Why was it used for? Because if every Karban Mincha doesn't just have the soilus, it also has the Levoina and the Shemen, so a Keli that holds just that much is not going to be large enough. So what was it used for? Answers the Gemara. It was used Lebichas Chayta. The Bichas Chayta, as we learned and we said it earlier, does not have Shemen Levoina. It just has that amount of flour. So that way we know what we need, a Isorin measuring. Ask the Bar Loig. There was another Keli, the Beis Midrash, the Loig, that have the Loig of Mincha. Lama Dishcha. You don't have the oil ever by itself. If you don't have the Loig ever by itself, as Reb Chanin is saying, the Loig has to be mixed together with the Shemen and the Silas. What is the purpose of the Loig Keli? It says, the Loig Shemen Shel Metzora. As we just said, by the Metzora, they just bring a Loig of Shemen, nothing else. Vav Shmuel Sovel Ahad Rav. Shmuel agrees with Rav that you can have soilus get the Kedusha without the Shemen, even though they have to be brought together. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that Peches Omer Aleph that teaches us Kli Halach, Kalim that were used to measure liquids, wine, oil. And then we have Kalim that were used for the Dam, the Mekachin Salach. Anything that's a liquid that's put into them, get Kedushas Aguf. Midas HaYavish, Kalim that were used for dry measure, flour, Mekachinus HaYavish, when you put flour, then they become Kaddish. However, Vei Kli Halach Mekachinus HaYavish, a Kli Halach cannot be Mekachinus something that's Yavish, and similarly, V'loi Midas HaYavish Mekachinus HaLach, Vav Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Loi Shanu, this Halach was said, Midas HaLach. This was saying that something that was used for liquid. Avo bezrikus, the bowls that were used as rikus dab, bekachis is yovish. Shenemar, shnei malayis soilus, blu l'shem elamincha. I should read the whole passage. Rekomenai karas kasef achas, bezrik echad kasef. So we have a bezrik, which is typically used for bread. Says the Gemara, shnei malayis soilus, blu l'shem elamincha. So we see that we could use soilus, which is a dove yavish, it could be used for dab. Says the Gemara, that we learned that the mizrik can be used for flour. That's a proof, says the Gemara, that he agrees with Rav. And the Gemara explains it. What's the raya, says the Gemara? Just because you could use that for flour, asked the Gemara, what is that a raya that to what Rav said? Answers the Gemara, Bicha Lachahi. The Bicha of the Nesim had Shemen and flour. And we can't learn from there that Rav says that it can become Kaddish, the flour alone, the oil alone, the Levite alone. What the Shmuel is coming to teach us is that in the Mincha that doesn't have any oil, the Loch is there going to be parts that aren't completely mixed, the flour, the oil. And even though those parts are not so well mixed, the flour and the oil, it doesn't change that the flour becomes Kaddish. V'boi Seima, Mircha l'gabedam, and we took the ingredients of Mircha, even the flour and the oil is considered a solid when we compare it to blood, K'yavish Tabia. And the fact that it can be used by that, by Lach, a keli that's meant for dab can be used for oil, and flour is a raya that you don't have to use it that only for what it was designated. And therefore, just like you could use dab for shemen, you could do your soilus alone. Gufa, Amar Blaza Mikha, she comes to my Echel Ksheira. If a Kami Mikha had the kmitza in the Beis HaMikdash, it's kosher. Why? Where do we have a precedent? Because as we keep on saying, the silik bezichin, the taking off the bezichin, is an act of kmitza, and that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Basar of Yiriyah, the pasuk says regarding Kamar Milcha, Doesn't the word Misham mean Misham, the place where the Kahanim stand? And Rashi explains that there were 11 Abba between the opening of the Azara to the east side, that that's the place where you did the Kamitza. How do we know small? If somebody does kmitz with the left hand, shiachs v'yach mitzviyad yamin, do it over with your right hand. Tamalayim of a kmitz b'sham, the makom shekmitz kvar. You did the kmitz there improperly. Fix it by doing it properly now with your right hand. In kadabri, so we see from the Tanna Kamma that we could do it only in the Azara, not in the Heichal. How are we learning that the kmitz can be done in the Heichal? Answers the Gemara, or says the Gemara, he was the one that asked the question, he's the one that answered it. I'll teach you what the Torah says, the Kabbat's Misham is coming to teach us, to tell us that we could do Kibitza anyway in the Azara. Just like the oil is kachikachim, and milcha is kachikachim, and the halacha, as we know very well, is the ba oil to the tzofen. We could only do the shechita of the oil and tzofen. Maybe the halacha should be that the milcha can also be only with tzofen. That's why we learn from here that you could do it anywhere in the Azara. But you could do it anywhere in the Azara, and in the Beis HaMikdash for sure. Says the Gemara, how are you learning from this Kavach Chaymer? Ba'ala Oila, Oila has this unique attribute, Shekalal, you have to completely burn it. That's not the halacha of Kama Milcha. Says the Gemara, we're going to learn the halacha from Chatas. That the Chatas is only done in the Tzofen. The Milcha, it's Kodesh Kedoshim, it's only done in the Tzofen. And the Torah is teaching us, that's not the requirement by Milcha. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, we can't learn that loch of milch from chatos, because ba'al chatos shekem chaperus al chayv krisis. That has a very strong point. The milch doesn't have that. Says Rabbi Asham, so we'll learn from Asham. Says the Gemara, because Asham is always betzofen, and it's not always done. It's not always here for kapara. Says the Gemara, ba'al Asham shekem b'nei dobim. Asham is a blood carbon. And the Gemara say we can't learn from a blood carbon to a milch. And actually, says the Gemara, now that we introduced this concept, Shekein Dabim, so that's the reason why we could never learn the halacha of a mincha from a carbon, Shekein Minei Dabim. And therefore, you can't say the Vekamot Misham to tell us that you could use the entire Azara and the Hechel. It must be coming to teach us that only in the Azara can you do the Kmitza, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, no. We're going to say, Ella Itzrich, the Pasuk, the Halacha of the Kavos Misham, the Bakim Shiragli Zor Abdus, is needed for Nidin Libet. Sakadat Chamira, Hoylik Siv, since the Pasuk says, Vavesas Amilcha Shiyosim Eil HaShem, Vekriv Alakoyvish Gicha Kisha Elam Izbeach. The Torah says, there's Halacha of Agoshim. The Torah also says regarding the Kavos Misham, Vavia B'nei Ara, kind of a Kavos Misham, Eil HaKimtsoy. So, Mahagosha, the halacha that we have to do agosha with a karma milcha, tells us that it has to be brought to the Karen Dreimus Baravis, to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. So, we would think, Afkabitza Nabi Karen Dreimus Baravis, that has to be brought in the southwest corner, Kamash Milan, that no. It can be done anywhere in the Azara, and the Tasuk is teaching us not only anywhere in the Azara, but in the Hechel as well, may it be done.